Well, most people with a homemade, they say loaf bread. I'm baking loaf bread today.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about this big, and it has a hole in the middle, and it's made with baking powder? It's sweet.
And it's made from what now?
It's sweet, and it's about this big around, and it's got a hole in the middle.
Well, now, my wife cooked them, and we call them donuts.
Well, now, a donut fried?
Yeah. Okay. Fried or bake it, it's best fried, naturally.
Well, now, would you call these things anything else if they came from the store? Or would you
still
call them donuts?
No, donuts.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Batter cakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Oh, well, now a lot of people says bacon, and a lot says middling.
Well, now, what about fatback? Now, is fatback something different?
Yes, it's a little different. That fatback, a lot of it's cut from the shoulder of a hog, see? It's a thick piece of nothing but fat. And it's cut and cured just like your white bacon, you know, cured. I'm talking about salt cured, not smoked, you know.
Well, now, I'm not familiar with that term, cure. What is that?
Well, it's just salted.
Okay. Well, now, what about side meat? Are you familiar with that term?
Oh, yes. We have quite a bit of fried meat. I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Side meat.
Side meat. Well, now, we usually say bacon.
So side meat then is the same thing as bacon or middling.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know which term is older, middling or side? Do you remember what your mother and father used to call it?
Well, I've heard them call it both.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jaw and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head cheese.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? You bite into a cherry.
Well, we usually say the seed. Some people use the kernel, you know. But.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Usually say seed or kernel as of the cherry.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Clam.
And what about a peach whose meat separates easily from the seed?
We say clear seed.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap.
And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
We usually say shelled beans for ones that has to be shelled.
Okay. And what kind of beans would these be?
Well, you get your snaps now from